It's the 2017th year since the coming of Jesus Christ. This is the Thursday, January 5th edition of The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. A Pakistani Christian named Babu Shahbaz was arrested last Saturday for blasphemy against Islam on false accusations that he had desecrated the Quran. The accusation came from a Muslim shopkeeper who was disgruntled with Shahbaz's successful Christian ministry. According to the Center for Legal Aid, Assistance, and Settlement, Shahbaz may face a life sentence. Thank God that Pastor Kua Shamal was released from a Sudanese prison on Monday after a judge ruled there was not enough evidence to convict him. Shamal, along with Pastor Hassam Abdurrahim, both faced the death sentence for false national security accusations. Please pray that Abdurrahim will also be released. Revelation 2:10 says, "Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life." President Obama has seized 553 million acres of land and water, amounting to 3 times the size of Texas, according to the Media Research Center. Half of that land and water was confiscated in just the last year, curtailing mining, fishing, and agriculture, especially in the western states and Hawaii. International Christian Concern has included the United States on its list of 12 nations of special concern for religious persecution. Russia, Mexico, and America were added to the Hall of Shame list for the increased incidence of persecution in those countries. Iraq, Syria, North Korea, and Nigeria are the worst of the worst. ICC noted that American Christians have been marginalized, dismissed from their jobs, and fined for refusing to support homosexual behavior. Christian NFL star Benjamin Watson stated in a Christian Post interview that Christians need to stand for what's right, saying, quote, "Life begins at conception," unquote. As an African-American athlete, Watson has not been afraid to suggest that Planned Parenthood was founded to, quote, "exterminate blacks," unquote. After undercover videos were released by the Center for Medical Progress, which documented that Planned Parenthood was illegally profiting from the sale of baby body parts, the U.S. House Energy and Commerce Committee's Select Investigative Panel held public hearings last year. The Worldview spoke with Stephen Aden, Senior Counsel for Alliance Defending Freedom, about the report released yesterday.
The House Panel Select Committee today released a report concluding that Planned Parenthood should be defunded by Congress because it has been implicated in gross abuses of human fetal tissue laws that really are nationwide. The House Committee determined that the problem was so rampant that it essentially disqualified Planned Parenthood from any further receipt of federal dollars, and it called upon Congress to defund the abortion giant.
In 2014 alone, Planned Parenthood killed 324,000 baby boys and girls, and they receive $500 million annually from taxpayers. Aden is hopeful that Planned Parenthood will finally be defunded.
There has been a lot of interest on Capitol Hill in defunding Planned Parenthood. The House has done it multiple times, and now the Senate appears to be lined up to do the same. We're hopeful that incoming President Trump would sign such a bill, and we are very hopeful that this year we'll see American taxpayers relieved of the burden of subsidizing abortion and other unethical acts by Planned Parenthood.
Romanian hacker Marcel Lazar, who exposed Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server, expressed doubts to Fox News about the Obama administration's claim that Russia directed a cyber attack against Democrats during the 2016 election. Lazar, also known as Guccifer, said the claim is part of a, quote, "fake cyber war," unquote. At least 103 people were injured yesterday morning when a commuter train carrying 430 passengers derailed at a Brooklyn station, reports News 4 New York. According to Pew Research Center, 91% of the members in the new Congress convened on Tuesday call themselves Christian. This is close to the 95% Christian makeup of the Congress in the early 1960s. May our current leaders take heed to God's word. 2 Samuel 23:3 says, "The God of Israel said, 'He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God.'" And that's the worldview in 5 minutes on this Thursday, January 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.